This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera nhasi pa Studio 7 uri musi wesvondo nyamavhuvhu 7 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vamwe vevakarwa hondo yerusununguko voti havasi kuzoenda kumhemberero dzezororo remagamba, vachiti harichina chiremera sezvo vari kubatwa nekunze kweruoko nehurumende. Imwe nyanzvi mune zvematengerwo enyika yoshora mashoko emukuru wemauto ekutyisidzira vana veZimbabwe vari kunyunyuta nekuratidzira vachishandisa dandemutande nedzinhare. Iyi ndiyo misoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuye kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vanoti gore rino vacharega kucherechedza zuva rezororo remagamba kana kuti heroes iro ririko mangwana, vachiti harichina chiremera nezviga zvehondo yechimurenga zvavaitevera. Izvi zvinotevera kupesana kwevarwi hondo yerusununguko ava nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe, izvo zvakasvitsa pakuti vamwe vavo vasungwe uye kudzingwa mubato reZANU-PF. Zimbabwe iri kucherechedza zuva remagamba iri mangwana, uye vaMugabe semakore ese vanoenda kumarinda eHeroes yeka vachinopa nhaurwa. Tabata umwe wakarwa hondo yerusununguko vaBernard Manyadza, avaizikanwa nezita rekuti Paka Chipoera munguva yehondo yechimurenga, kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzavo panyaya iyi.
Zvazvinoreva vakandemiri zvazvari saizvozvi. Magamba hongu, pane magamba vakafira kurira nyika ino chokwadi chokwadi chaicho. Ndinotopamufananidzo yaana vachitepo, vana vangomo nevamwe avo. Zvaakuitika manje, kune munhu wanaakumonopolaiza chinonzi chindii ndini chiya ichi, chekuti kana kutochuza kuti anonzi gamba izvi anonzi national hero ndiani, iye ndiye anofanira kuapruva. Kureva kuti zvinhu izvi zvaenda padivi, pane kakutonakidzwa kekuti kana kukange kwafa munhu, ndopo ndoenda kunobvarura ningi naningi kuenda kunoita politics pamusoro pe matenya evakafa pamusoro pezvitina zvevakafa kupaseenzesa manje kunotuka vamwe. Saka makomrades kana vakanga vachitaura chiti hazvichina meaning, vari kureva sezvandiri kutaura izvozvizvi kuti manational hero haasi ekuti anotaurwa nomunhu mumwe chete. Iwo zvizvi kumisha uko ukaenda kumawadhi, ukaenda kumadistricts, kumaprovinces, vanhu vanoziva vanavo vakaenda kunorwira nyika iyi. Magamba tinaaziva, asi izvezvi zvaitwa bastardize, zvaibi zvaitwa padivi nokuti hazvisina chiremerera. Tinoremekedza zuva iroro chaizvo chaizvo, asi zvokuenda kunoteerera mahallucination ayo aakana, nokuti paakungonozeeswa kutuka vamwe aakana, hatichadi kuenda. Ndizvo zvakutaura nemakomrades izvozvo.
Tingati here ivo vakarwa hondo vari kukundikana kuremekedza mutungamiri wenyika?
Iye ndiye ari kukundikana kuremekedza vakarwira nyika vagomususukidza. Ndakambotaura nezvemugaga document yakaita epoch making kusvika iye apinda mupower. Nanhasi akanga achitaurira vamwe vake kuno vakati vana vanyagumbonanangala kuti ndakaiswa navakomana kuhondo uko, hamungatipwee. Saka iye zvinopa zvoya zvedocument communique yemakomrades, ndopa achozochechuka manje kuti zviya zvakaitwa kuna ndabaningisore zvotoitikawo kwandiri nai. Ndosaka pakaitwa chimusangano chechiripo ripochko chiya chekuda kuita redeem zita rake, asi aiwa hazvichaiti.
Vanga vari mumwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vaBernard Manyadza vaizikanwa nezita rekuti Paka Chipoera vari parunare kuwedza neStudio 7. Imwe nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika uye vachitungamira sangano reCenter for Natural Resource Governance vaFarai Maguhu vanoti vanoshora zvikuru mashoko anonzi akataurwa nemukuru wemauto vaValerio Siwanda ekuti mauto akagadzirira kunyaradza vose vachada kumukira hurumende vachishandisa mikana yedande mutande pamwe nedzinhare mbozha. VaSiwanda vanonzi vakataura mashoko aya kubepa nau reHerald. Ngatinzwei pfungwa dzava Maguhu pamusoro penyaya iyi.
VaValerio Sibanda ini ndinovaziva ari munhu anoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu uye anoremekedzwa zvikuru muZimbabwe munomu pakuti havasi munhu anongoondomoka kutaura. Asi nekuda kwemamiriro akaita zvinhu muhurumende iko zvino izvi, ini ndine kufungidzira kukuru kuti mashoko avataura aya haasi mashoko avo. Vaita zvekupiwa yatingati script kuti taura zvakati nekuti munhu anoremekedzwa. Saka dai zviri zvinhu zvataurwa sei navachivenga vanhu vaingoti uyu tinomuziva ndo matauriro ake. Asi the point yekuti vatsvaga vaValerio Sibanda panguva yakaoma kudai ari yemunhu anotonzi nevanhu kumauto edu ese ndiye munhu anenge anonzwira vanhu tsitsi. Ndinofunga kuti ihurumende yapererwa yakutsvaga yatingati legitimacy uye vari kutsvaga vanhu vatine ruremekedzo kubva kuvanhu kuti vakataura vanonzwikwa. Saka ndinofungidzira zvakanyanya kuti mashoko iwavo haasi avaValerio Sibanda kunyange vari ivo vashandiswa kuti vataure.
Asi vaMaguhu, tichitarisa kushungurudzwa kwanga kuchiitwa vanhu vanoratidzira nemapurisa, chii chamungafunga kuti mauto angakoniwo kupindira munyaya idzodzi dzekurambidza vanhu kuratidzira?
Yes, my uniformed forces. Asi upenyu hwavanorarama haisi uniform upenyu hwavo, vakasiyana. Kune vane mapurazi, kune vasina mapurazi. Kune vanopiwa motokari, kune vasingapiwa motokari. Kune vanoti kana zvinhu zvaoma chaizvo vanopiwa mari, kune vasingapiwe mari. Saka patasvika apa ndepekuti hurumende iko zvinezvi yasvinwa, havachina maresources. Saka tichisvika papoint yekuti majunior officers aya vachatangawo kujambirwa kupiwa mari kuti mwedzi una kuna mari yenyu. Ipapo ndopa point yatichasvika yekuti masoja achatanga kuti aiwa tanetawo kunyengerera, voita side nevanhu.
Vanga vari nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachitungamira sangano reCenter for Good Governance vaFarai Maguhu vari parunare kwaMutare neStudio 7. Masangano akawanda kusanganisira revanotenga nekutengesa zvinhu kubva kunze kwenyika reInternational Cross Border Traders Association, Reta Jamuka, Sesijikile nehashtag This Flag anoti ari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vasaenda kumiganhu yenyika inoshandiswa kupinda munyika kana kubuda kubva mangwana. Mutauriri weCitizens Movement, sangano rinonzi rakamirira masangano ose ari kuronga kuratidzira uku, vaJoseph Chanakira, vanoti nengo dzavo dzinenge dzichiratidzira kumigano nedano rakatorwa nehurumende vachiramba mutemo weStatutory Instrument 64 uyo wakadzikwa uchirambidza kupinzwa pamwe nekupinzwa kwezvinhu zvinobva kunze. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navachanakira pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Zvatiri kuita vakuru ndezvekuti tiri kukumbirisa vanhu vemuZimbabwe vari kugara mukati medzimwe nyika dzakapoteredza Zimbabwe. Tiri kuti kwavari izvo hurumende yedu haichatibvumiri kutumira mbatya dzatinenge tatenga. Saka tiri kuti izvozvo zvinotikanganisa mararamiro edu. Saka tiri kuti kuvanhu neurongwa hwatinahwo hwekuratidzira kumabhodha vatisapote, vatitsigire kuti hurumende ione zveshuwa shuwa kuti yakakanganisa. Kana ichinge yaona kuti yakakanganisa, inozotitaurira kuti ichapagadzirisa sei ipapo kuti vanhu vagone kuendesa zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge vashanda.
Mungaona here vanhu vachitambira kurudziro yenyu yekuvhara mabhodha iyoyi?
inototambirwa chete nekuti kune vanhu vakaita sana na Maraisha vaita kurambaska dzichibva kuno kuenda kumusha. Vanhu ava vakandiwa out of business nokuti zvokutakura zvacho hapasisina. Mutsvagurudzo dzataita nekutaura navanhu vari kuisapota nhauyi vachiti yakanaka ngatiratidzirei kuhurumende kusvika hurumende yedu yazodzidza kutora madhisizhoni ichinge yakonsulta vanhu.
Zviri pamutemo here zvamuri kuita zvokukurudzira vanhu kuti vavhare bhodha?
Hatisi kukurudzira vanhu kuti vavhare bhodha. Isu tiri kuti tiri kunoprotesta tiri kumabhodha. Asi zvamunoziva imi ndezvekuti panoprotesta vanhu maservices anova disrupted.
Iyo hurumende muri kumboedzawo here kugara nayo pasi muchikurukura pane kutora matanho akaita saiwaya?
Ndinofunga muchiri kurangarira kuti musi wa 1 July kwakaita nhau yakaita seiyoyi vakarovana navanhu vehurumende yedu vakarovana navanhu kumabhodha panhauyi. Vapedzazvo vakamboita senge varivhaiza mutemo iyoyo vachibvisa nekuwedzera zvinhu asi kubva musi wa 9 vane zvimwe zvinhu zvavari kuwedzera futi palist. Havana kumbosangana nemacross border associations kana nevanhuwo zvavo nedzimwe nzira dzavanoziva kuti vangasangana sei neruzhinji rwavanhu. Vanongoita chete ivo zvavanenge vachiona kuti ndo zvakavarerukira.
Mutauriri wesangano reCitizens Movement vaJoseph Chanakira vari parunare kuJohannesburg, South Africa neStudio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7. Iye zvino tekuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Gift Mambipiri avo vari muno muWashington DC. Mukoma Gift vanga vari pakati pevamwe vechidiki vakauya kuAmerica pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship chinokokerwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica chakanangana neku pa vechidiki ruzivo rwekuti vave vatungamiri mabasa akasiyana siyana avanenge vachiita. Tinokutambira nemufaro pano pa Studio 7 Mukoma Gift.
Tinotenda Mukoma Blessings ulo nekuti tambira kwakanaka nengo yatave nayo tiri muno Washington DC nemunyika yeAmerica.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Gift. Mukoma Gift, mukatudza kuti zvii zvamakadzidza pachirongwa ichi?
Tinotenda zvikuru. Chokutanga chatakadzidza pachirongwa ichi ndechekuti sevanhu vechidiki tine basa guru zvikuru sei mukuvaka nyika dzedu kwatinobva. Tine vabereki, tine vamukoma vakatirera, vakatishandira kwemakore asingaperi munyika dzakasiyana siyana. Asi nawo chatakadzidza ndechekuti yanguvawo yedu yekuti tizvishandire isusu sevechidiki tichishandisa maoko edu, tichishandisa njere dzedu, tichishandisa matarenda edu akasiyana siyana kuvakawo nyika dzedu dzatinobva.
Imimi manga muri kuuniversity ipi?
Ndakanga ndiri kuPortland State University, iri mustate inonzi Oregon.
Vakawanda vanokuziva kuti ndo kuna Thomas Mavhumo uko?
Ndo kuna Mukanya, muimbi mukuru akaita mukurumbira muZimbabwe. Uye vanomudawo chaizvo kwatanga tiri uko. Pese pataifamba vanhu vaibvunza, ndiko kunobva Mukanya kunyika yenyu yeZimbabwe. Mukanya tinavo kuno vanotitandadza, vanodzidzisa, vanogara vachitishuvira urombo rakanaka.
Saka imimi zvidzidzo zvenyu zvanga zvakanangana neapa?
Ini zvidzidzo zvandaiita zvanga zviri zvecivic leadership, kwatingati kutungamirira mapoka anoda budiriro munharaunda dzinogara vanhu. Zvidzidzo zvedu izvi zvaisanganisira kubata kwemedia, kufambiswa nekutorwa kwemashoko kunyanya-nyanya. Asi taivewo nevamwewo vaitarisa nezvemagariro, atingati maenvironmental issues, kubatwa kunoita nzizi, miti nezvipuka zvakasiyana siyana matinogara. Tine vamwe vaitarisawo nezveutano, yatingati public health officers. Kwozoitawo vamwe vaitarisa nezvekupiwa kwesimba kune vechidiki, kune madzimai. Kwoitawo vamwe vaiongorora nezvekuenzaniswa kwemikana mukukura pakati pemadzimai nevanhurume. Zvese izvozvo zvichisanganiswa zvichionekwa kuti tinokwanisa kuzvishandisa kana kugarisana nazvo sei munharaunda dzedu.
Mubvunzo wekupedzisira Mukoma Gift, mungatiudza kuti kana munhu achidawo kuti auyewo pachirongwa ichi anoita sei? Makazvifambisa sei?
Zvakanakai, gore rega rega parinenge richinotanga veUS Embassy munzvimbo dzatinogara vanoisa maadverts nekushezera, uye vanotumawo nhume dzakaita sesu vamboshanya kudai kuti tizivise vanhu, tiridze uye kuti kuno kune zvinoda kuitika. Saka maadverts aya paanobuda vanenge vachingotsvagawo vanhu vari kushanda mabasa akasiyana siyana anowinza budiriro munzvimbo dzavanogara. Saka wangoona advert chete chako kuapplya zviri nyore chaizvo kungoapplya uchingotaura kuti unonzani, unogara kupi, uye chauri kuitawo musociety chiri kuenza mutsauko mararamiro evanhu ndechipi. Ukangoita izvozvo chete womirira kunzwa kuti iwe vanopindura vachitii. Kazhinji zhinji vanozokushedzai kuti muzoita interview yekuzama kutaura zvamakanyora zviya mutsamba muchizvitaurira imi nomuromo wenyu vakakuteererai. Kana vafadzwawo nezvamuri kutaura zvichifambiranawo nezvamakanyora mumapepa enyu, munogona kuita manza mukave umwe wevanhu vanoshedzwa kuuya. Chirongwai chinowanzoitwa between June chekuchiuya kuno kuAmerica chinowanzoitwa between June and kutanga kwaAugust.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Gift nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinokutendai mukoma Blessing.
Avo vanga vari mukoma Gift Mambipiri, vanga vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship, icho chakaona vechidiki kubva kuZimbabwe nemuAfrica vachiuya kuzosangana nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama, uye vachiendawo kumaUniversity emuAmerica. Aiwa, amawadiwa, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokonika ine mufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda Blessing. Iye zvino tokupai kambo, pane asipo kubva kuna Simon Chimbetu. Kambo kubva kuna Simon Chimbetu, pana sipo kataridza takatarisa zoro remagamba ririko mangwana tichiti aiwa magamba zoro rai murugare. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Vamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko voti havasi kuzoenda kumhemberero dzezoro remagamba vachiti harichina chiremera sezvavaitarisira nekuda kwekuti vari kubatwa nekunze kweruoko nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Imwe nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika yoshora mashoko emukuru wemauto ekutyisidzira vana veZimbabwe vari kunyunyuta vachishandisa madande mutande. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu, anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndokusiyai mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 7th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mthanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening.
The day, as you probably have noticed, has been turned into the day of politicking, where there is a certain clique of politicians who would take advantage of that day to castigate political competitors and adversaries. So the comrades are correct to say this day has lost meaning.
As the country prepares to celebrate Heroes Holiday tomorrow, many ex-combatants say they are going to boycott the event at Heroes Eka as their welfare continues to deteriorate with no intervention from the government. War veteran Bernard Manyaza concurs.
To be honest with you, I don't understand what is going on. If you, I mean, at least posting on my page on the Facebook is crying out. Say if anything happens to me in terms of my demise, people should know that it's something that I've been talking about all this time.
Mutarsa South MP Irene Zindi of ZANU-PF says she's fearing for her life and has reported the matter to the police to no avail.
For this exercise, I got 25,000. But building up to actually coming up with this idea and conducting a market research and all that, I have received other funding that are to the tune of $6,000 as well.
Yali fellow Collins Nyamadzawo receives funding to boost his business in Zimbabwe. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. As the country prepares to celebrate Heroes Holiday tomorrow, many former ex-combatants say they are going to boycott the event at Heroes Acres as their welfare continues to deteriorate with no intervention from the government. War veteran Bernard Manyaza concurs. He speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
That's very true, because the day, as you probably have noticed, has been turned into the day of politicking, where there is a certain clique of politicians who would take advantage of that day to castigate political competitors and adversaries. So the comrades are correct to say this day has lost meaning. Where we are supposed to be respecting our dead, our fallen heroes, the day is reduced in its meaning and impact to a mere day of politicking.
But how best can this be addressed? Because this day remains on the Zimbabwean calendar.
The day remains. We will continue to respect heroes, our fallen heroes, in our wards, in our districts, in our provinces, and indeed on the nation at large. But what we will not respect is when politicians take advantage of that day to politic.
But do you see the two sides, the war veterans and the government or President Mugabe, finding each other or finding a common ground?
By the way, President Mugabe is not government himself. What you are saying in short is, do we really need to make links with this government as it is, corrupt as it is, the government which has gone against our values, the values of our liberation? What you are saying, what I am suggesting is, comrades must find each other and revisit the true values of the liberation struggle. And only then will we rid this nation of corruption, theft, and so on.
That was ex-combatant Bernard Manyaza speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Weza. Mutasa South, Mutasa South MP Irene Zindi of ZANU-PF says she fears for her life and has reported the matter to the police to no avail. Zindi, an ex-combatant herself, alleges that she was once kidnapped and posted on her Facebook page her fears. We caught up with her to hear more on the issue.
To be honest with you, I don't understand what is going on. If she, I mean, at least posting on my page on the Facebook is crying out to say if anything happens to me in terms of my demise, people should know that it's something that I've been talking about all this time. I don't even know who these people are, what their intention, and this is not the first time I have had threats to my life.
What exactly has happened? You were talking about something that happened earlier on, but what happened that has made you fear for your life?
Like I said, it's not the first time I'm having some three men taking my life. For what reason, I don't know. And as I said earlier on, that I think it was it's 2014, on the 25th of August, when I was actually abducted from my home. This was during the day, about 2 in the afternoon, by three men. They shot 2 rounds at me, and I reported the case. They went away with my car, which was recovered the following day. To be honest with you, up to date, no investigation.
That was Mutasa South MP Irene Zindi of ZANU-PF recounting her fears for her life. Efforts to get comment from the police were fruitless. We now hear from a Mandela Washington fellow who received some grants to boost his business in Zimbabwe.
My name is Collins Nyamazao. I work for a company called CG Waste Management that I co-founded as well, and I operate as the operations manager. And we are in the business of recycling at the moment, recycling plastic into plastic waste.
Tell us a little bit about the grant that you got. We understand you were one of the lucky people from Zimbabwe who actually managed to secure a grant to help you in your business.
In line with the mandate of the USADF about bringing impact to Africa, and so they'll be looking for projects that really can impact people in their large numbers using the lowest amount possible in terms of capital injection. And therefore, we applied for this grant, and then saying that we also want to scale up our business operations in terms of recycling, because as you are well aware, there's a lot of waste plastic that is in our streets and that is filling our landfill at Pomona dam site. And therefore, we were proposing that we would like to be recycling more of that and converting them into usable products, like, for example, a product that we are yet to develop that is at an advanced stage called Eleptus, which is made from recycled plastic, but it's a plastic disc that can be bought at a very low cost and it's portable for kids that are in marginalized schools that do not have access to school infrastructure.
So how much funding did you actually receive?
For this exercise, I got 25,000. But building up to actually coming up with this idea and conducting a market research and all that, I have received other fundings that are to the tune of $6,000 as well.
And what was your takeaway from this whole exercise and also, you know, this injection of funding into your project?
You know, at times when you're back home and you're trying to work on this project and it's really not, probably you're hitting a lot of hurdles and a lot of walls. You might want to give up, and access to funding or funding your own idea, it could be difficult. But then when you pitch it to someone else and then they see the project and then they say, you know what, we would like to actually fund you. It gives you that wind under your wings to do more, because someone else has believed in your project. And not only have they believed in the project, they've actually decided to partner with you financially in terms of a grant as well, because that is something that is so amazing, and it gives you inspiration. It shows you, or it gives you that confidence that your work is not in vain. You're actually doing something that people recognize to be good.
That there was Collins Nyamazao, a Mandela Washington fellow.
You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
The Youth Forum with Tsetenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And this week, we will be recapping the 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship that took place in Washington, D.C. this past week. I got a chance to chat with some of the fellows. Let's take a listen to hear what they said about their experience.
My name is Nosipho Pepe. I am part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. I come from Zimbabwe. Specifically, I am from Victoria Falls, and I was placed at Arizona State University.
Mm-hmm. How was your experience?
Oh my God, my experience was absolutely amazing. It was mind-blowing. I learned so much whilst I was here. I learned how to be a servant leader, how instead of saying, do this, I should say, let's do this, how to work as a team, how to work with my community, to engage my community so we can create a better tomorrow for all our children and the people who are living in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. And what experiences, or what have you learned from, experiences here that you'll take back home with you?
Okay, because back home I have a project that I'm working on, which is Women on the Move. It's basically for women who are in the rural areas in Victoria Falls. And I'm also working in schools around Victoria Falls. And that is a part of the program, and it's called Youth on the Move. If there's one thing I have learned how to empower my people more to take what is theirs, for my people to be able to stand up and be able to know that this is mine. I need to work hard for it. I need to never give up to achieve it. But mainly, I need to work in a team. I need to work with a community of people in order for us to all reach our overall goal at the end of the day.
And you're representing young people, but also young women in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
What's your take on that as a young Zimbabwean woman, mm-hmm. and the role you have to play when it comes to changing things back in Zimbabwe?
To be honest with you, I still feel that women are still very much suppressed in Zimbabwe, even though it is better than in other African countries, I must admit. But we still have a long way to go. Women do not have equal opportunities. We are not given equal opportunities, not just in the workplaces, but I'm talking about, in different things altogether. And I feel that as women, we need to sort of stand up and say, I'm not saying that we should be the bosses of the men, but I'm saying we should be equal to them, because a woman's worth, a woman is worth quite a lot. You educate a woman, you've educated an entire community.
Hello, my name is Velile Dube. I am from Bulawayo. I am a Mandela Washington Fellow who was at Drake University under the Business and Entrepreneurship track. We have just had the presidential summit, and President Obama addressed us for a good hour and a half. It was exhilarating.
What was the highlight in terms of what he talked about, the issues he focused on?
I like primarily the fact that he spoke about leadership. He spoke about leadership, saying a true leader leads and passes the baton on to somebody else. He wants a situation where you lead, innovate, impact in your time, and you pass on to somebody else. That to me was a very big takeaway.
Mm-hmm. And there were so many questions from some of your fellows, your fellows. What did you think about the questioning? I know the Zimbabweans were saying they were hoping to be picked, but the range of questions, how was that?
They were all right. I cannot take anything away from them. They were okay. I think there were some very relevant ones. One that stuck to mind was from, I think, Cote d'Ivoire lady who spoke about English. The fact that they are the West African countries that are marginalized or they are shortchanged because of their English. So I think that would be a very valuable addition if the U.S. government could work on improving English in those countries, because we from the South are fortunate. I don't know how it's happened, but we're fortunate enough not to have that problem. But it would be nice to see it being spread equally across Africa.
Mm-hmm. And now you're on your way back home to Zim. You know, your experiences that you've had here for the past 6 weeks, what are some of the things you hope to get on the ground and start implementing right away?
For starters, I'm not going to go and try and change Zimbabwe. That's one thing I don't even want to lie to myself about. What I want to do is impact within my sphere of influence. I will start small, and hopefully, as President Obama said, don't think about what you want to be, but rather think about what you want to do. What you want to do will eventually get you into being something. So I'm passionate about young kids. I'm passionate about our economy. I'm passionate about industry and commerce. I want to try and influence from where I work, the Chamber of Commerce, slowly but surely. And within the social side, volunteering. That's one thing I learned from America. They volunteer a lot, giving back to the community at no cost. I want to go and spread that.
Thank you.
Head over to our website, voazimbabwe.com, right now to check out the video version of my interviews with both Nosipho and Velile. And as usual, this is Tatenda Gumbo wishing you a wonderful week, and make sure you join me next week.
Thank you there, Tatenda Gumbo, with some inspiring news from the Yali Fellows who were here in Washington but have returned to Zimbabwe. And in sports news, we hear from the head of Team Zimbabwe on what is going on at the 2016 Brazil Olympics regarding the huge delegation that is attending the event from Zimbabwe.
My name is Titus Itai Zomuya, the chef de mission for Team Zimbabwe, Rio 2016 Olympics, where we am leading the team as the head of delegation for this year's historical Olympics. The mood is very electric, I must say. We have got 31 athletes and 26 officials, which is the highest contingent that has entered the Olympics, barring the 1980, which had 42 athletes. But people appreciate that the 1980 Olympics was by invitation, as the most countries that boycotted the Moscow Olympics. This year, all the athletes who are here by qualification, which is quite significant. We also have other dignitaries like the minister, the SG, and the president of the National Olympic Committee, the director and the minister of sports, who are also part of the Zim contingent. But these are the official ones who make up Team Zimbabwe.
But some will ask that why are the officials so many, looking at the way the economy is?
You also appreciate that the officials are sport-specific. I'll give you a very good example, equestrian, where we have got only one athlete who qualified. But given the fact that the equestrian athlete comes with a horse, there are also minimum expectations as far as her participation is concerned. There has to be a vet, there has to be a groom, there has to be... So it's almost like five officials attached to one athlete, which is a requirement by the IOC. You also have other disciplines like archery, football, where the officials are quite high, given the fact that these are team sports and the support systems there must meet certain minimum standards. Also have medics, which is a very important area. At this level, if one is not injured, they must be attended to in terms of their preparations, in terms of their everything. So we also have medical staff that are in place. If you go by what other countries have brought in, we are actually a small size in terms of the officials.
That was the head of Team Zimbabwe, Titus Zomuya, at the 2016 Brazil Olympics. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap on today's top stories. As the country prepares to celebrate Heroes Holiday tomorrow, many former ex-combatants say they are going to boycott the event at Heroes Eka as their welfare continues to deteriorate with no intervention from the government. And Mutasa South MP Irene Zindi of ZANU-PF says she's fearing for her life and has reported the matter to the police with no avail. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August the 7th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great Heroes Weekend.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 7 kuNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Iningi lithi kuyathokozisa ukuthi uhlelo lokwabela abalambayo ukudla emadolobheni soluqalisile lanxa kukuningi okufanele kulolongwe. Ukulwisana kuyaqhubeka kubandla leZANU-PF phakathi kwabasekela umkhokheli waleli bandla uMongameli Robert Mugabe labalwa impi yenkululeko abathi uMongameli Mugabe sokufanele asuke esihlalweni. Ubuhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo lamuhla uNtungameli Nkomo uxoxa lomunye obekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship uMnumzane Tinashe Basa ongomunye wabaqhawulwe nguMongameli Barack Obama weMelika ekugqitshweni kohlelo lolu ngeviki edluleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umeli wePhelandaba Mpophoma edalele ePhalamende uMnumzana Joseph Chuma uthi kuyathokozisa ukuthi uhlelo lokwabela abalambayo ukudla emadolobheni soluqalisile lanxa kukuningi okufanele kulolongwe ukwenzela ukuthi bonke abalambayo beluthole lolu sizo. Uhlelo lolu lusungulwe emawadini abalisa iLuveve, Country Park, Makhokhoba, Mzilikazi, Njube, Leminyela njalo ezinye inkokheli zakulezi indawo zigcizelela kuStudio 7 ukuthi ngempela kufanele lazo zibe yingxenye yabaqoqa uluhlu labafanele bethole ukudla. UMnumzana Chuma okubandla leZANU-PF uthi nguye owakhweza lolu daba ePhalamende lokuthi abahlala emadolobheni bathole ukudla njalo usichasisela okunengi.
Nxa lilandela amabhulana outa ngama-Hansard awePhalamende uzathola ukubana ngafaka udaba lokuthi abantu bemadolobheni kumele labo bancediswe ngokudla njengalolu uncedo olunikwa abantu abasemaphandleni. Ukuthi kusihambele kuhle, abantu abakwaziyo ukuhlupheka kwabantu yibona laba abantu abahlala nabantu esigabeni. Mina ngile noma ngingu-MP angike ngabakwazi amakhona wonke abempophoma nePhelandaba, kodwa nxa sisebenza lama-residents association akhava indawo zonke sizabakwazi ubana sikhave amakhona wonke so that into leyi iphume ibe mcwaka wonke umuntu omele athole athole. Njalo futhi nxa abantu sebethola, ngoba leyi program ayini nje inyanga eyodwa, izaba khona inyanga zonke kuze kufike uMarch next year. Laba sikhangela kona bona abantu bayasebevuna futhi. So mina enye into engiyikhangele kona asikwenzeni futhi ukuthi abantu abazabe bethola kungabi ngumuntu ofana nayo nyaka zonke. Namuhle nxa kuthole uThuma, sasa uThuma kakame phela kuthole uDube, uDube angathola ame kuthole uNyati, kube kusihamba kusiya njalo ukwenza ukuthi wonke umuntu athole lolu ncedo olokudla.
Ye, kuyezwakala nilethemba izakhamizi zikutshayela ihlombe ngomsebenzi omkhulu owenzayo ePhalamende. Sixoxe njalo lo councillor weMinyela, ukhansila Lothi Siziba. Kodwa ubengani kalaqiniso lokuthi kati amakomiti lawa yena njengokhansila kakho kulawa amakomiti?
Abantu abakhethayo abakhangelayo ngabantu abavela kuministri. Iministri lugatsha lukahulumende, uhulumende yithi abantu. Nahlala phansi nominista sibone sathi hhayi into le ekusikhina abantu asifakeni ama-residents association wonke, ngoba siyakwazi vele empilweni vele i-politics association city azikho, zikhona. Kodwa mina into engayifuniyo ukuthi abantu ba-politicize ukudla lokona, yikuthi yabona yibugebengu, yikuloya sibile ekugcekeni emini libalele. Awunabi umuntu weZANU-PF yedwa, awunabi umuntu we-MDC yedwa, awunabi umuntu we-People's Party yedwa, kulamba umuntu wonke. So wonke umuntu kumele athole.
Sizwa kuthiwa okunye ukudla kubuyele ngoba abanye bengasabuyanga ukuzokuthatha. Lokhu kuyamangalisa ngoba iningi labantu liyalamba, njalo nxa besizwa ukuthi ukudla sokukhona bengakuyekela njani. ungathi uhlelo lolu lumenyezelwe kuhle abantu babakwazi ukuthi lukhona
yithi ngaba angikholi ukwenzakele khonoko ngibona ngathi bathele kuhle kodwa yikho konokwane ukuthi khona hambe yabona abantu laba ababezuna ukudla nabantu abeminisi babuya besuke kwesi sikhathi kubebe rigidi lobantu khona bethi khona asiphendule kulokhu esikuthiwe ukuthi sikwenze sisebenza ngengwalo lezi abazithi ngama-secular i-secular ithe nginike abantu abakulisileyo so nxa abantu abakulisileyo bengekho ayisembikela lakho khonokwane yikho ukwehluleka ukusebenza labantu mina ngifuna ukuthi kona ngibakhuthaza abantu labantu hayi sebenzani nabakhokheli bezigaba kulo khansela kulo-m p kulama-regions association even phakathi kwabana uzabonta nxa erholi yangkhona lapho okuyabela khona ukudla babe khona ugqoko kwabana ubona ukuthi hayi kodwa ngakho kulisi but umbonzi hayi ufuze ngabe uyathola so kumele phena okhansela labo-m p lama-regions association bakwanise ukuthi kona bancedise kwabantu hayi noma engeko kulisi lombogo lowo nasi isithuba sakhe siyamfakazela ngandani ngangene athole ukuthi ukudla kubuyele abantu belamba hhayi into embi kakhulu naleyo kodwa idala yikhona kunabanye abantu abasuke befuna ukusebenza bewomisa amaqanda behluleke ukwenzela kwana ukuthi angesingizi thinking outside the box.
Lowo ngumnumzana Joseph Chuma omela iphelandaba Mpophoma edalela ephalamende sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Silokhu sikudaba lunye siphinde saxoxa lo Councillor James Sithole weMakhokhova okubandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai yena othi udaniswa yikuthi wathola iziphathamandla zebandla lezanu-p f kuwadi yakhe zikhokhela ukwaba lokhu kudla.
Kufanele abantu abathola lolu uncedo kube yilabo abantu abavele babhalwa phansi abathola ngesikhathi sonke ohlelo lwelizwe luyophela kodwa sokusenzakala-ke kathesi sikhuluma nje ngeviki edlulileyo kuqala abantu laba bebenikwa imali kodwa kathesi imali kayiseko sebenikwa kungumumo kodwa udubo olukhona siyakwazi ukuthi njalo kuthiwe okwakuqala uhlelo lonika umumbu luqala u-m t wethu ongu-m t okhethwe ephansi kwebandla elevanupief njalo enguminisa wahamba-ke wasebenzisa amandla akhe kuba yena ngebandla lezanup f njalo eminisa ukuyathatha ukudla lo umumbu lwa uthe osewuthethe umumbu lwana ube sesisina nxaso kunikwa abantu labana abavele bekhona kulisi ma kungatholakali ukuthi khona wenye iphathi ne-m d c belenyiswa besekunikwa kuphela abantu bani abezanup f right sathi kumbe mhlawumbe sikubonile sokuphindakaleke kathesi okwesibili ukuthi ma i-welfare isebenza isebenza le kule committee othiwa khona yi-child protection committee yona umsebenzi wayo kuphela yikuthi iyatshelwa kuphela ukuthi lizwana ngelanga elinje sizabe sinika-ke abantu ukudla hambani liyoqoqa-ke labo abantu abafanele bethole lokhu kudla besebenzisa ilist evele ikhona abayinikwa yileyo i-department.
Lowo ngu-Councillor James Sithole weMakhokhova okubandla le-m d c elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Ukulwisana kuyaqhubeka kubandla lezanu-p f phakathi kwabasekela umkhokheli waleli bandla uMongameli Mgabe labalwa impi yenkululeko abathi uMongameli Mgabe sokufanele asuke esihlalweni. Ngakolunye uhlangothi iningi labantu elizweni lithi liyaqhubeka ngomzabalazo wokuthi uMongameli Mgabe esuke embusweni ngoba esehlulekile ukubusa kuhle. Umbuzo omkhulu okhona ngothi kambe kuzawela ngaphi indukulo xa kuxaku. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uNtukameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube.
Sikhula sasisithi nxa sihlezi emkulwini nxa kulogogo lokhulu ugogo epheka abantwana la lokhulu behlezi kumbe becacatha amazambane kumbe besenza nintambama emkulwini ukhulu wayethi nxa engaphakamisa ichoba abantwana ugogo wayethuka umzukulu athi wena sibani bani akuphume phandle uyekele ukusenzela lokho okwenzayo la. Umzukulu wayengasazi atsho ukuthi kayisime ngikhuphe umoya ukhutshwe ngukhulu. Ungabona-ke sokusenzakala njengakhonokho okwenzakala kuzanu-p f ukuthi umzukulu sesithi kungathiwa nguye ophakamise ichoba athi hayi mina isime ngikhuphe umoya umuntu okhupha umoya ngokukhulu kutsho ukuthi umuzi lo usubhidlika umthetho into kalisamanga kuso okukuchoyo nkomo ukuthi kuzana uPF umanyano okade lukhona okade kusenza ukuthi loba bengavumelani abangavumelani ngakho kungaphumelani kungaphumeli ngaphandle sokubhidlikile umongameli kathesi umi phakathi laphakathi komfula emfuleni lo ngapha ngemuva kuhuba amanzi azomkhukhula phambili kulengwenya emelele ukumginya sokunzima ukuthi kulendlela iZANU PF engaphila ngayo ngaphandle kokuthi icezuke kumbe ibhidlike sebesitsho bona abanikazi ukuthi obakhokhelayo sehleli isikhathi eside ayisayongoma yabaphikisayo leyo ayisayongoma yamapolitical party aphikisana leZANU PF singoma yalabo abakuZANU PF
okhulume ngokhulu ophakamisa ichoba lapha Dube beso kuyaxotshwa abantwana emkulwini kodwa singambona yini kwelinye ilanga ukhulu evuma ukubana hayi bazukulu ichoba liphakanyiswe yimi kahle mphume emkulwini lapha
Dubo angithi ntungamili ukuthi ukuthi umuntu omdala avume ukuthi wenze iphutha nxa esevele wakhahlela isigano sachitheka sokunzima sokusithi ngabe abakuzana uPF bona laba abavele bephakathi bayalwazi ugwalo losisekelo sombuso lokukhethwana kwabo bakulandele lokhu ngoba khathesi angaze ame umongameli wabo athi mina sengifuna ukuma eceleni ngizafaka ubani ukuthi athathe kimi lowo muntu ngalibonanga kasalalelwa yikho kusegcekeni ukuthi ukhulu nxa esithi lingasengi lezi lizijele amathole abafana sebezisenga zize ziphuma igazi kasela akasaye muntu ngumuntu omdala osaphethe izinto esithi engakhwaza alalelwe kunini wathiyekelanini into zenu zama-faction bazenza nsuku zonke kwagijinyiswa amaovetenen athelwa ngamanzi atshaywa ngamathiyegasi wahlala lawo phansi wathi hhayi akusaze kwenziwe futhi lokhu akusavunyelwa sebexotshiwe kutshengisa ukuthi bona abalela inkululeko abasamlaleli laba abakhokhela ama-faction kabamlaleli sokungumhlambi kazelusile akusalalelwana umuntu omdala sengumuntu omdala ngebizo angaze ame namuhla athi hayi mina kulalokhu lalokhu engakwenzanga kuhle udubo yikuthi laba sebethwalelana intonga abafuna ukungena esihlalweni sakhe ngeke bamlalele ukuthi kulo mthetho angawutshaya
imizabalazo le efana le ka baba umfundisi Mawarire ubona idlala ndima bani yona kusiya kukhetho kumbe ubona yini isiba libandla lezo mbusazwe kumbe ibamsana lamanye amabandla
Mawarire engakwenza mhlawumbe ikuthi ikhuthaze uZulu njengakhonoku okwenzakalayo ukuthi uZulu atshengise uhulumende ukuthi kathabanga ngokuthi okuyabe kucelwe nguZulu kakwenzakali kumbe lokho uhulumende ayabe kuthembisile esakhankasa akasakwenzi nxa sevotele wangena kukupolitiki abangakwenza ke ikuthi ukhanya ulandelwa kakhulu ngontanga umfundisi Mawarire okungenzakala ikuthi mhlawumbe njengoba yena engaso bandla lezompolitiki nxa engahlala ekulelo hlanga ukuthi kaso wezompolitiki kungathi sokusiya ekhethweni abe sesithi ebantwini hayi thina sizavotela umkhokheli othile kumbe i-political party ethile ezaba yiyo esiza ukuthi yenze i-social contract lathi ethile ukuthi ingangena embusweni lokhu lalokhu 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 esifuna kwenzakale thina njengezihlali zeZimbabwe abe seyikhankasela kungenzakala njalo ukuthi dukuduku aguquke avuke sekhokhela ibandla lezombusazwe ngibone ngani mina lokho kungabe mhlawumbe kuliphutha ngoba kuza kwenza ukuthi abantu akade bemlalela eqinisweni mhlawumbe bangambona engumuntu nje layo kade ezenzela okokuthi udinga amandla okukhokhela ilizwe singazi njalo ukuthi kuzahamba njani kodwa kangiboni i-hashtag iguquka ngokuphazima kweso isiba ngekhokhela ezombusazwe kuleli lizwe kungenzakala kodwa hayi amboni ukuthi yindlela enhle ehlakaniphileyo abangayisebenzisa
Lo umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamuhla uNtungameli Nkomo uxoxa lomunye obekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship umnumzana Tinashe Basa ongomunye wabaqhawulwe nguMongameli Barack Obama weMelika ekugqitshweni kohlelo lolu ngeviki edluleyo. Umnumzana Basa uqala ngokuchasisa ukuthi kuyini akufundileyo kuMongameli Obama.
Ukuthi thina abantu abasakhulayo, we have so much to do. And kade esikhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi sisebenze nzima ukuze siphumelele.
Ukuqhawulelwa ngumunye wabalutshwana abaqhawuliweyo uzwe njani?
Kundithabise kakhulu ukuthi lami ngisengakwanisa ukuqhawula uPresident Obama. Kuyathabisa kakhulu.
Uthe wena ukhuluma nami eliya wathi lesi setifiketi sakuqala empilweni yakho ungachasisa ukuthi ufushoni khona.
Ya, esithi lesi certificate sami sekuqala empilweni yami ngoba azange ngikwanise ukuthi ngiqede isikole sami kuhle ngendaba yeze school fees. So ngithe ngi-applyela ku-program le ngangizibuza ukuthi ngizakwanisa ukungena khonapha njengoba abanye balama-masters, balama-bachelors, mina ngingela even O-level. So ngithe babe sebengi-accepta ngathi sengibuya ngapha sekwazi ukuthola i-certificate sami and izinto engizifundileyo izinto eze 5 years. So kuyathabisa kakhulu, ngizifunde in 6 weeks.
Ungathini kwabanye abasakhulayo?
Ngifuna ukubakhuthaza ukuthi bezame khonoko okuncane nje njengoba bengakwanisa ukuthi beqedise ama-O-levels awo, at least bebe le mfundo mbijana ngoba nxa suhamba phandle sufuna ukuthi uvakatshe phandle ukhulume labanye awusozokwanise nxa ungakwanisi ukukhuluma isikhiwa. And bengafunda bayakwanisa ukuthola amathuba njengaleli endilitholileyo, at least ngibengikwanisa ukubala, ngikwanisa ukubhala, so ngisengakwanisa ukuthola i-certificate sami leso.
Lo ngumnumzana Tinashe Basa ongomunye obekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Ubexoxa ecingweni lo Ntungameli Nkomo we Studio 7. Liwukholisile lo mculo uphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Iningi lithi kuyathokozisa ukuthi uhlelo lokwabela abalambayo ukudla emadolobheni solusungulwe lanxa kukuningi okufanele kulolongwe ekwenzela ukuthi bonke abalambayo beluthole lolu sizo. Selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
To Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.